gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeff Van Gelsen.
Hello, I'm Ricky Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Colette Tours. Actually, we're going to Italy next year on September 30th. If you want to join us, you can actually look up Colette Tours, 800-581-8942. And the reference number is 1382009. Or you can go to TalkinPets.com and check it out there. Also, SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors in your house, office, or car. And you can only get it on their website, SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog to make them much healthier. If you put in the promo box the word pets, you get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
Chatting to a cheetah.
Woo!
What a neat achievement that would be.
Indeed it would.
If I could talk to the animals.
Yes, learn their languages.
Maybe take an animal degree.
Good idea.
I'd study elephant and eagle.
Buffalo and beagle.
Alligator,
guinea pig,
and flea,
to name but a few. You could converse in polar bear and python,
and I would curse in fluent kangaroo.
If people asked you, can you speak rhinoceros?
I'd say of Cosserus. Can't you?
You know I can.
If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal.
Think of the amazing repartee.
If I could walk with the animals.
Walk with the animals.
Grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they could talk to me.
So you see, Tom, it just goes to prove that if you put your mind to it, absolutely anything is possible. If we could talk to the animals.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We welcome you on to the show, and we want to talk with you about your pets, so we want to talk to you, and maybe the animals. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call in, 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, the wonderful Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. So, Dr. Linda, you have your own clinic here in the Florida area where we produce the program from. And, of course, you've been with the show from way back when I was starting the show. And so you have East West Animal Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what you just listened to with that song, do you think in your mind, because you're so educated with college and everything and experienced with all the years that you've been a veterinarian and also because you have your own clinic and you see everything going on, do you think in your mind that you can actually talk to the animals?
Kind of, sort of.
And you know where I'm going with that. Because with all your education and everything like that, you can figure out even what they want to, like, say to you. Like, I say that with my own pets in the house.
Oh, well, maybe I had to you. There was no qualms. I knew exactly what Shadow was saying to me a little bit ago when I tried to get her to move from the chair.
Yeah, no, that's on every weekend when we do the show. She doesn't sit during the week in that chair, but during showtime, she has to have that chair because she doesn't want to give it up to one of the trainers or the doctors. So she will fight you tooth and nail to take that chair. I have to get involved and get her off the chair. It's crazy how she does that. She knows when I'm setting up the show and everything, setting up the studio. Automatically, she'll see that I'm setting things up. And she will, wherever she is in the house, she will run and jump right in that chair. Because she wants conflict.
Now, in some ways, our patients do talk to us just because we read a lot of body language, and being that we're a fear-free certified hospital in regards to, you know, myself and my team are very trained very well in reading signs of stress in our patients. And some owners kind of don't get that. So that's part of the education. We do have people that relocate to the area or have seen a local trainer or behaviorist that realize, hey, this patient has super high stress going to the vet. They need to go to someone who, you know, specializes in dealing with that. Some of the other things is just, you know, when we do an exam, touching them, trying to figure out what's going on. But at times it could be obscured because of their anxiety coming in. You know, I have patients that come in with a dog limping and they're like, "Doc, I swear to you, he was limping yesterday. I swear to you." And they come in and they're not limping. But it's almost like a toothache. You know, if you have a bad tooth and you're scared going to the dentist and you get to the dentist, toothache is gone. What do you want to do? You want to turn around and walk out. "Nope, my tooth doesn't hurt anymore. I don't need to see you. Goodbye."
I know that feeling, though, because that always happens with
me. Yeah. So in some ways, we can talk to them in that respect, and they kind of communicate, you know, with, you know, some of the body language and stuff when we're looking at them. But we do need more information, which is why we need diagnostics. And, you know, a lot of veterinarians are aware of this. Owners need to be aware of this, too. How patients act at the hospital, you know, in a medical facility, it's going to be different than how they act at home.
Right.
Like, they may be super lethargic, not eating and stuff at home, and then they get to the hospital, and they're running around and everything, acting like nothing's going on. You know, and part of it is still that adrenaline rush. And keep in mind, it doesn't mean that there's not something wrong. It's trying to figure out what it is, which is why we have blood work, various blood tests, x-rays, ultrasound, and things that we often have to do to try and get to the bottom and figure out what's going on to see if it's something that we can fix.
Well, I know with my cats, when I take them into the doctor, into the vet, basically their demeanor changes in terms of, like, they, well, one of them, I have three cats, and one of them gets, like, very scared, very skittish, but the other two are just, like, total mellowed out, almost like, "Why am I here? What is going on?"
Well, some of it, And those two are still showing signs of stress. They're just showing it in a different way. Because when it comes to stress and anxiety, you have the freeze, those that freeze and don't do anything. You can do everything you want, but it doesn't mean they're not anxious. Right. And then you have those that just want to get away and may turn aggressive because they're so scared because they're trying to protect themselves.
I just saw Shadow scurry past you.
And for the most part, do I want my patients to be able to actually talk to me?
Right.
Many times, no, because you know how many times a day I would be cussed out?
A lot.
I got cussed out earlier today with your cat.
Yeah, Shadow, but she cusses everybody out.
Who is not just a black void, she is now a black hole.
That's why she doesn't like you. You're making fun of her.
I'm calling it as I see it. She is obese.
No, she's not obese, but
she's
tubby.
She's tubby. She is obese.
She's tubby.
She's obese.
Shadow
Before
attack.
She was tubby, she is obese.
Well, the problem that happens with them is, like, when I feed them, if I don't sit there and watch them until they're done, she will go to the other cat's bowl and eat their food. I have to pull them up.
You need to start meal feeding or get microchip-activated pet feeders. Now, unfortunately, those aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
But that's something you need to look into.
Well, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your pet questions. Do you have a fat cat? Is your cat skittish all the time when it goes to the vet? Do you want Linda to talk to your animal? Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also, you can listen on Pound 250 on your smartphone, Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking, and just click Listen Live. Once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Talkin' Pets.
Linda, 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 L-I-N-D-A, Linda. Linda, 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 L-I-N-D-A.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sites await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033. 2033 or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
The grizzly bears and wolves need our children's voices. Both the grizzly bear and wolves are at the risk of being removed from the Endangered Species Act. The Humane World for Animals is currently running a campaign for children from kindergarten through high school to advocate for continued protections for wolves and grizzly bears under the Endangered Species Act. The grizzly bear is listed as threatened with extinction, and depending on the region, wolves are either listed as endangered or threatened with extinction. As both species populations have declined, their historic habitat ranges have decreased. Grizzly bears occupy only 2% of their historical range, and wolves now only occupy 10%. Children deserve a voice in the future of wildlife, which is why the Humane World for Animals is supporting our children to express their concerns about America's endangered species by writing letters and through coloring projects and sending the letters and drawings to the Department of the Interior asking to keep wolves and grizzly bears protected under the Endangered Species Act by World Wildlife Day, March 3rd, 2026. After all, what happens in the next few years will shape the world that children inherit. Given the Endangered Species Act is 99% success rate, the goal is to send at least 99 letters to the Department of the Interior to ensure we can continue protecting these keystone species. If you have children in kindergarten up to high school and are a teacher, please visit Linktree Wild for Change. The Endangered Species Act is the strongest and most effective tool we have to repair the environmental harm that is causing a species decline, says Norman Dix. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401 is the number, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And by the way, you know, the children are the future, and that's where everything should, like, fall. You have a daughter, Leela, and the thing is that you would like to see a nice planet for your daughter to grow old. Thank you. But the thing is that some people think, okay, I'm not a parent, I don't have kids, who cares? Or they may say, my kids are grown or whatever, who cares? But the thing is, they should care. Or else there's not going to be a good future. And the place where people are going to end up moving to, which they're trying already, is Mars. to another planet, because this one is, you know, maybe gets diminished. And when you start killing off our endangered species, like the wolves or the grizzlies, where there's less and less of them, you know, the only time you're going to be able to see them anymore is in a book.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
Well, I mean, the question with Mars is there's evidence there may have been civilizations prior to that. So what happened to them?
Right.
Are we making the same mistakes that they made?
The thing is, though, too, is like if they do populate Mars, I mean, according to what they're saying now, is that it's a one-way trip. You go, you don't come back. I mean, are they going to have a Noah's Ark? I mean, how are they going to do that?
I think there's a lot of things that can't be answered, and I kind of questioned, I'm very fascinated with space exploration and stuff. I like sci-fi and things like that. However, before we venture there, I think we need to take care of the problems that we have here first. You know, kind of like the government's getting involved in other people's business and stuff. Take care of your stuff first before you interfere with somebody else.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. 100%.
Yeah. We got our own problems here you should be focusing on right now.
And the other thing, too, is like with our national forests, the government is trying to sell off parts of the national forest now. That's one of their thoughts. But you know what's going to happen there. They're going to sell them off to very rich people, and people are going to either build things on it in terms of places for people to live, which probably that's a lesser thought. The bigger thought is probably to harbor the timber, or if there's oil in those areas.
I don't know.
There's always something behind the brain.
I don't know about, I mean, the population. Just looking where I live, I mean, they keep building up the main thing. Apartments, subdivisions, car washes,
yeah,
and storage units,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
are like the main things. Yeah. It's like there's got to be a limit. How many... No. Car washes do you need
storage units
in a 5 mile radius?
I know storage units because if people can't afford their houses anymore and people are moving into a storage unit and living out of that, basically.
And from what I understand, that's illegal. I don't know how many people are actually really doing it that way. But also, too, a lot of us just have too much damn crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that too. Well, that's yeah, no, I agree with that. Well, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. So during that conversation, and maybe because she's slightly overweight, Shadow, my cat, has been tendency of getting into the farting system.
Mm-hmm.
She'll sit there and let it loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I hear it, but I smell it.
Mm-hmm.
I know dogs sometimes, you can give them pumpkin, and sometimes that helps. Can you give it to cats as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can eat that? Wouldn't be
But will they?
Well, that's...
They're cats.
I haven't tried it.
You can try also giving her some yogurt, too, and see, plain yogurt, and see what that does. That may help. She may need a change of diet. You know, the diet you have her on may not be appropriate for her.
No, I think the diet's good. And I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is what we discussed earlier.
Of her eating too much?
She eats too much.
That certainly does not help.
So...
For sure.
Well, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. We do have a Name That Animal sound coming up.
Uh-oh.
And we also have a story from Michael.
Yes.
So, stay tuned. This is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Major milestone in coral reef restoration as the Florida Aquarium transferred 9,000 land-grown juvenile corals to the Reef Renewal USA and the Reef Institute. One of the largest site-wide developments under the Florida Coral Reef Restoration and Recovery FCR3 initiative. Raised at the Florida Aquarium's Coral Conservation and Research Center, the corals will continue growing in land-based facilities before being outplanted into the reefs in the Florida Keys, Palm Beach, and Martin counties. Led by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the FCR3 initiative aims to restore at least 25% of Florida's coral reef by 2050 by scaling coral breeding, workforce training, and restoration infrastructure. The effort targets reef losses from threats such as stony coral tissue loss disease, expanded facilities, training programs, and large-scale grow out systems funded by FCR3 are building a long-term pipeline to increase coral survival and accelerate reef recovery across Florida. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been putting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the woods go. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hard 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you got me on the pay.
Oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us.
Rare mountain gorilla twins have been born in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Virunga National Park, officials have said. Community trackers responsible for monitoring the health of mountain gorillas discovered the newborn twins, the first births recorded in 2026, and a rare event for the endangered ape. Park officials said that after further investigation, it was confirmed that twins have been born to adult female Mafuko and were two boys, with both appearing to be in healthy condition at the time they were spotted. Their births bring the Bajini family of gorillas to 59 individuals, the largest group of Virunga National Park, and it represents a major event for the family of ongoing conservation efforts to increase the gorilla population in the reserve, a statement from the park said. Twin births among mountain gorillas are rare and present additional challenges, particularly during the early months when infants are entirely dependent on their mother for care and transport. Following the births, additional monitoring and protection measures will be deployed to closely observe the twins and support their health and survival during the critical early period, the statement said. Their mother, Mafuko, was born into the Caparizi family in 2003 and stayed with the group after her mother was killed by armed individuals when she was four. During the split of the Caparizi family in 2013, she joined the Bajini family, and now at age 22, she's given birth to a total of seven babies, including a set of twins in 2016 who died a week after birth, officials said. Mountain gorillas, one of two subspecies of eastern gorillas, are found in two populations in the mountainous forest areas straddling between the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Rwanda, with an estimated population of around 1,000 up to 400 individuals in 18 and 1980s. Visit Talking Pets for more and join our social media family at Talking Pets. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
If I were a gorilla, la 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 la, I'd eat me a banana, na 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 na. I'd live in a treehouse and swing on a vine. But one thing is sure, I would love ya. Yeah, 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 yeah. And if I were a tuba, ba 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 ba, all I do is umpa, pa 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 pa. I would take a big breath and I would march in a band.
So it's funny because I love gorillas. But for some reason, they don't like me. I think it's because, you know, I do kind of taunt them. You know, you're not supposed to stare them in the eyes. And there was one that just, I was doing a zoo tour one time, and it kept throwing its poop at me.
What?
And it was a far throw, and this guy can throw. And then another gorilla that I was looking at, and it was a silverback male, and boy, he just, like, he would stare at me, like, out of anybody there, and just stare at me. So I stared back at him, and he charged the glass.
That was a challenge.
Yeah.
He was challenging. He's like, I'm watching you.
Well, I was a lot bigger then, but he basically charged that glass enclosure, that glass window.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I almost peed myself.
Well, good thing you weren't out in the jungle, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, he would have knocked you down. You would have been done for.
No, I know if there wasn't any kind of protection there, my head's going down. I'm being the submissive one. I'm not looking at them in the eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
But on that note,
let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can tell us what animal makes this sound, you have a choice of products or prizes that you can pick out. You could go with a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on pets, pets, pets. We do have the SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. I'm telling you, it will take out anything. And then we also have Good Pets Foods, treats, supplements for your dogs. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. We have the collapsible water bowl in black or red from Talkin' Pets. And from Workman Publishing, we do have the Hippo Calendar for 2026. And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a tumbler holder kind of thing. It's a Starbucks one. And then we have a pen, if you're a Kansas City fan. We do have a pen as well. And I do have a bottle of CBD for a small dog or cat. So those are your choices that you can go with and identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? If you know what creature makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and you could be a winner of a product of your choice. Don't forget, there's a 90-day rule, and for SCOE 10X, only one per household. So, I will say, it's a bird, and they can soar on air currents for hours without flapping their wings. What bird is it?
For hours.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you think you know what creature makes that sound. 818-818-6401. I can see the brain thinking over there. Both of you.
Right.
I will say the sound is something that I wouldn't expect, but considering the size of this bird, maybe I would expect it.
Really?
Yeah. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call, and you could be a winner of a prize. So I have chickens, as you know, and chickens have become like the ultimate. Everybody, like suburbanites, are actually getting chickens.
They actually just passed an ordinance in my county. You can have up to four egg-laying chickens in your backyard.
Yeah, they did that here in my county a couple of years ago. So, well, actually more than a couple now. But I've got my girls back there. And it's, you know, any animal that you watch and you continually watch, you can kind of learn a lot from them. And as I watched the chickens, and I got four new ones in there put in, and I watched the chickens, there's a little bantam chicken. You know, those are the little tiny ones. They almost look like a double size of a dove. And because of her size, she's the smallest one in there.
Okay.
So she's the one that gets picked on a lot. But it's funny because she's learned now. She goes and hides under Big Mama. That's what I call her, Big Mama, because Fire, my one chicken that's been in there forever, is like a turkey. She's huge. I mean, you want to talk fat, you should go see Big Mama. And the little bantam chicken will hide, and anybody that picks on her, she will run right up to Big Mama, and nobody messes with Big Mama. So, and you know, it's funny because the bantam knows that. Her name is Christmas because she actually wandered in my yard on Christmas, and I put her in with the other ones, and they seem to do well to a degree. But it's kind of funny. They know where to protect themselves and how to do it, and that's how she does it. And usually the only time they really pick on her is when it's feeding time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And because I spoil them and give them, like, some veggies and stuff like that, it is like football players on a playing a game. I mean, they are tackling each other. They are bumping into each other. They're knocking each other over to get that stuff, like corn and some grapes and everything. They go crazy for it. And but we're going to go out to Oregon, and we're going to talk with John. Hey, John, how you doing? Hi, John. Oh, no, we lost John. Okay, so call back, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And just because one person's on a line, you could still call in. And if there's somebody behind you, I will give you another animal sound. And if you can figure it out, you'll win a prize as well. So if you get a line, stay on it with Sydney, and I'll still include you in on an animal sound and see if you can answer what it is, whether somebody guesses the first one right or wrong. But we're going to go out to Jason in Oregon. And Jason, what is this? What creature, a bird creature, what makes that sound?
I was going to guess a condor.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
How did you know that? I know we've used the condor once before, and so maybe you knew it from then, or did you know just because I said about size?
Well, the flying for miles part, because down here in southern Oregon, you know, we're kind of close to California, and they've got the California condor down there.
100%, yeah, right. So what do you want to go with? Something you haven't won before? What do you think?
Yeah, how about the collapsible dog bowl?
Do you want black or you want red?
Let's do red, please.
You got the red one coming out to you. Stay on the line. I'll get your address and ship that out to you.
Great job.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jason knows his birds.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I would have gotten it wrong.
Me too.
I mean, if I may have guessed it eventually based on what he said, but probably not.
No.
And especially based on that sound.
My guess was albatross, just because I think about them being on the ocean and stuff and being able to go for miles.
It sounds like a wild boar.
I thought it could have been a hippo at first before he said it was a bird.
I would love to see a hippo fly. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com.
The passage describes widespread criticism of Donald Trump's climate policies, particularly his moves to withdraw the United States from major international climate agreements and organizations. Trump has repeatedly dismissed climate science and, as president, rolled back clean energy and climate initiatives while prioritizing fossil fuels. UN climate chief Simon Steele and other leaders called the withdrawal from the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, otherwise known as UNFCCC, a serious self-inflicted setback that could harm the U.S. economy, jobs, global influence, and security as climate impacts worsen. Former Biden advisor Gina McCarthy and environmental groups warned the decision abandons decades of U.S. climate leadership and limits the country's ability to shape global investment and policy. Critics argue the move will weaken U.S. competitiveness, especially as countries like China expand clean energy industries and seed trillions of dollars in potential investment. The administration also plans to exit other climate and environmental bodies, including the IPCC and the renewable energy organizations, reinforcing what critics see as a hostility towards climate action. Supporters within the administration, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, defended the withdrawals as rejecting agreements they view as ideologically driven and contrary to national interests. Components countered that climate change is a scientific consensus already causing severe economic and human impacts, and warn these actions could isolate the U.S. from global climate diplomacy for years to come. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at TalkinPets.com. I'm John Patch. Listening to Talkin' Pets, we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. So at East West Animal Hospital, what are you seeing a lot of now, Linda, Dr. Linda? Are you getting a lot of patients with a certain kind of thing going on?
Actually, I have had an odd run of patients with splenic tumors.
Okay, so explain. I know what a tumor is, but what is a splenic tumor?
A tumor on the spleen.
Okay.
I had 4 patients in 4 weeks, basically one a week. 3 of them we saw initially. The other one was seen at one of the referral hospitals over the holidays. But one patient a week for a month with huge splenic masses that required surgery.
So how do you know if they're there? I mean, do you have to do x-rays? I mean, they're
not visual
from the outside.
The 3 that I referred, we did x-rays and realized there was a big mass in the abdomen. But to determine that it was the spleen, ultrasounds were performed and then surgery to remove the masses.
What were the causes of this?
I mean, all of them were, I know, three of them were malignant tumors. I don't have a final on one of them yet. Two of the four patients passed away.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Because malignant tumors are highly malignant. Two of them, when they went in for surgery, had already spread. One of the two that passed away, one passed away this past week, and her surgery was roughly a month ago. And then the other one that passed away a couple days after being discharged.
So let me ask you this, because I just had surgery a couple weeks ago on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I had cancer, diagnosed cancer, mm-hmm. and it's a weird place to cut into your head, but at the very top of my head, they had to cut deep. Mm-hmm. And he said that the reason why they go in like that and they have to go deep like that is because they got to get what they call four corners. Is it the same kind of language with animals?
The language is a little different. We call it good margins, meaning you need to make sure, based on histopath, looking at the cellular level, that there's no abnormal cells.
Okay. And you have to keep cutting or whatever until you know that?
We don't do, like, with skin stuff, they call it a Mohs procedure, where they will take some, have histopath done immediately, and then if it's not clear, just keep cutting until it is clear. It depends on if we know what type of tumor it is that we're dealing with, especially if it's on the skin, and we try to get as much as possible. And then it's not until we get the biopsy back. And depending on the location, like if it's on a limb, you know, you get as much as you can, but there's not a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
To go deep, because then you have, you know, muscles required for locomotion in certain areas, important nerves and vessels. And so if you don't get clean margins, if it's something like a mast cell tumor, then other options are going to be recommended, such as radiation or chemotherapy to.
And that's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be expensive. But it also depends on, you know, based on where you're at, if that's an option, you know, is there an oncologist or someone that does radiation therapy that can do it? You know, how far advanced is the cancer? You know, if it's more localized and hasn't spread into the lymph nodes, you know, starting to go through the body, then people are more willing to spend the money for a chance of curing it. Yeah. Than they are if it's already spread.
So if you have a geriatric dog, for instance, and you find that, mm-hmm. That type of cancer, maybe at the beginning stages, would a dog be, say if it's a large breed, I'm just using an example, and it's 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, their scale is 12 years. Would the dog last another 2 years with that cancer inside, or would you have
to? Nobody can guarantee anything, and it depends on, even if it's, you know, benign and you get the whole thing, no one can guarantee, you know, say it's a Great Dane. No one's going to guarantee that the dog's not going to get bloat or heart disease or some other sort of problem that's going to cause its demise over
right.
the cancer.
Right. Understandable. Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. Very important. And if you are obtaining a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and adopt one from there. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Check us out at TalkinPets.com.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Some trails.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.